Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
He smells like he's going to be a great one, and I'm not talking about his perfume.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers and Rangers again tonight, 7:05, first pitch in Texas, as the Brewers lost 5-0 to the Rangers on Monday night. Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Boy, Murph, but four, and not even the entire inning, just a few at-bats there in that fifth, Quintana was rolling again.
Yeah, he pitched great. He really did. It's part of our game of baseball. You know, one pitch can change a game. He pitched well enough to win, and it's unfortunate. But we, credit the Rangers the way they're playing right now. They've got a lot to play for, and they're hungry. And, the kid pitched really well against us, and they got the big hit when it needed.
We see Christian Yelich was back in the lineup, so that's great news. So you feeling okay after swinging the bat again?
He's feeling great. Yeah, he had a great night last night. Three hard contacts, three balls that were scorched 107, 105, and unfortunately right at the fielders in the outfield. And, that's baseball. That's part of it. But he's feeling great.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us here on Brewers 360. Notice Rhys Hoskins back in the dugout. Did not play yesterday, but you'll get him back for this stretch run, Murph. I guess the good problem to have is you got to figure out who you want to play at first base regularly or how you want to work the DH. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the DH is Christian Yelich, and the first baseman's Andrew Vaughn. Rhys is a great, like you said, it's a great problem to have. To have his presence back with us. He's been a leader in our clubhouse for a year and a half, and he's got valuable major league experience, and there's always a need for that. So we will find a way to get him involved too, and it's only a positive.
How tricky is it to be able to manage folks, to be able to get them enough at bats where they're giving you quality ABs, right? Like, obviously there's utility players that run into that as well, as far as how many ABs they get and whether some send down to the minors and that's where they get more at bats. When you got veteran players like Rhys, how do you help keep them loose and ready to go?
Well, they have to understand it and they have to accept their role. This is not something Rhys has had to do yet, but this is part of it. You know, this is all part of moving forward. And he said that he understands, and he wouldn't expect it to be any other way, but he wants to be part of it. So we're excited to have him in whatever role that is. It's tough to be a pinch hitter in any league, but in the big leagues, it's really, really tough. Look at the numbers of the pinch hitters. It's, under 200 and batting average wise. But, it's a nice weapon to have. And if somebody goes down, it's nice assurance. That's not something we've always been afforded. But, we got the best record in baseball, and the team's playing great, and we just got to keep our nose to the grindstone and keep going.
Yeah, on speaking of the best record in baseball, Murph, I mean, I know guys don't like to jinx stuff and whatever, but essentially this week, barring the absolute unforeseen, you're about to clinch a spot in the playoffs at all. There are a number of other milestones. There's winning the division. There's locking up maybe the number two seed. There's locking up maybe the number one seed. There's all these numbers that linger out there. Eric and I have been talking about the locker, the clubhouse celebration, right? Have you thought about at which milestone do we put up the plastic wrap and break out the goggles and the champagne, and which one's just a, okay, guys, great, we're in, but more work to do?
Well, no matter when you celebrate, unless it's after there's no more games left, there's always another milestone. There's always something else. But that all happens because of how we've got here. You know, what you have to, I think, look at is the journey. And if the journey is a way of life, if the journey is this is how we do it, then you just keep winning. And the bubble wrap or whatever you guys call it or whatever that is, that's fine. You know, I think we should celebrate every milestone. because it is amazing. Nobody expected this team to be over 500. You didn't get a prognosticator out there to say that we would win the division or even come close. If you went to Las Vegas, to the people that are, they think they're experts on predicting stuff, nobody, I mean, there was people that predicted as low as 74 wins, some Dakota 79, someone else 80. You know, these guys have hung together. They have done it. It's their journey. And, you know, I think they should celebrate everything they achieve. The goal is always the same for all 30 teams. And, you know, the playoffs are not the body of work. The way you evaluate a team, in my mind, is the body of work during the regular season. That shows who these guys are. In the playoffs, anything can happen, which gives us great hope because we're not built the same way some of these other teams are. We don't have the star power. We don't have the depth. We don't have the superstar talent, but these guys have found a way to get us here. So why not celebrate every moment?
See, I like that. I think we should celebrate tomorrow if we can then, right, Vince?
Well, the magic number is 2, so we
win. Getting into the postseason.
Can't even remember who's closest on that bottom end that we need to lose, but yeah, should happen this week.
Yeah. Hey, so we're giving away a pair of we're giving away 4 tickets.
Did you say should?
It should.
No, say should again?
Here we go.
You should on me again. You did. You should on me.
Dang it.
Try not to should on me.
Hey, Murph, before we go, so we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Brewers-Angels game on Thursday, September 18th. Can you do us the honor of giving us a number for our caller number? So caller number blank will be the winner of this 4-pack of tickets. What caller number should we give them to?
Caller number 9.
Any reason why you picked 9?
Don't ask. Caller number 9.
All right, we'll go. I'll tell you what. You made Pancake, our producer, happy.
Believe. You either believe or you don't believe. Gotcha.
You made Pancake happy because you could have picked caller number 57, and that would have been a long morning for him. So I know he appreciates it, Murph.
That's great. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, sir.